The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Again, I welcome you into God's presence tonight. And I trust God that none of us will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. If you were blessed in that session of worship, shout hallelujah. Shout a bigger hallelujah. Tonight, we don't have too much time, and so we'll go straight to business. Unlocking locked benefits. Unlocking. Or you can also call it dislodging gates of locked benefits. Dislodging gates of lost locked benefits. Dislodging. Gates of benefits. Praise the Lord. Since the month started, we have been on the series of amazing benefits, and we have been looking extensively at the fact that our God is a God who likes to give us benefits. According to Psalm 68 verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us. So our God is a God that loads us. Grants us loads. When they say somebody gives you loads, it's different from bringing just wheelbarrow or bringing buckets. He loads us. So what is really going on? Why does it look as if we are not entitled to anything? Why does it take so long? Even the coming of Jesus to the world, it is to give us benefits. And I can prove this from the scripture. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Revelation 5 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, and honor, and glory, and blessings. Jesus died to secure for us these seven major benefits. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Within the time I have, in the two sessions I have tonight, we'll be looking extensively at these seven benefits and dislodging the gates that has not made them available in our lives. We'll be fighting like warriors, and we'll be emerging as conquerors. Hello. I said we'll be fighting as warriors and we'll be emerging as conquerors. You will not be a victim tonight. I said you will not be a victim tonight. The death and resurrection of Jesus is to give us benefits. Did he die for nothing? No. Did he just wish to die? No. He died that we might obtain benefits. Dislodging gates of locked benefits. Dislodging gates of locked benefits. The number one benefit we'll be praying about tonight is the gate of power. Dislodging the gate holding down your power. God destined you to have power. Power. Power is one of the major things that God died to give us. In Luke 10 verse 19. The Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So, Jesus died to secure for you and I power. He died to release to us power. You are not meant to be powerless, and you will not be powerless in Jesus' name. Bible says in Psalm 66 verse 3, that through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Until the enemies see power, they will not submit to you. And Jesus died to procure power for you. And tonight, everything that makes you powerless, those gates are dislodged in the name of Jesus. Gates of powerlessness that is holding and standing in your life is hereby dissolved in the name of Jesus. We break down the gates of brass and cut asunder the what? The bars of iron. You need power to do this. For you to be successful in life, you need power. And one of the major benefits you'll be receiving here tonight is power. I'm glad tonight we call it empowerment night. Empowerment and blessing night. So you are meant to come here and go back with some power, with some grace, with some new fire. Somebody will see you this morning and they will see you as a brand new person. Number two, benefit available to you which the gates might be holding on to is riches. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as I so prosper." God's intention for you is to be rich. Bible says in Psalm 35 verse 27, the B part, say he delights in the prosperity of his servants. God enjoys it when you are prosperous. He loves it. He enjoys it. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, Ephesians 3 verse 20, the Bible says he's able to do exceedingly above all that we might ask for. God is able to do, give you riches beyond your widest imaginations. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So God is able to give you the riches of the Gentiles. For somebody here tonight, there will be a transfer of riches to you. There will be a transfer of riches to you. It is clear that we do more with prosperity than without prosperity. How many of us believe that? It is clear that you can do more with money or than without money. Don't let the devil deceive you. As if God is the way people paint God is as if God is a very wicked person. And in Matthew 7 verse 11, the Bible says, "If you as wicked men or evil men can give good things to your children, how shall he not with him freely give to those that ask him?" If you, as wicked as you are, can still want your children to go to the best schools, you still want to give them good clothes, you want to give them good accommodation, you are already saving for their future. Who now tells you that God wants you to suffer? Those that are planning suffering for you, they are the ones that will suffer last. They are the ones that will suffer last. Those who are believing and trusting their powers for suffering for you, they and their children are the ones that will suffer last. In the name of Jesus. A church that is poor cannot impact any generation. A poor church cannot impact, because it takes financial resources to get things done. This mic I'm holding now is not a 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 mic. This mic. Just this mic I'm using to talk. So without the blessing of God, nothing can happen. Nothing. And the church needs to raise more wealthy people, more prosperous people. And you are among them. the next set of multimillionaires that God will raise in the remaining 3 months of this year, your name will be there. The next set of blessed people that God will raise, your name and your family name will be there. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I can say this categorically. Those that you are trusting God that they will bless you now, very soon you will be the one that will be blessing them. Those you are phoning for assistance, very soon they will be the one phoning you for assistance. And those that are overtaking you financially, you will suddenly overtake them in the name of Jesus. There's nothing like poverty in the dictionary of God for you. He loves you and He wants you to be prosperous. He desires your prosperity. He loves, and that's one of the major benefits. So if you are not having access to it, there's a gate holding it down. And that's what we want to dislodge tonight. The gate stopping your riches. The gate stopping the flow of your blessing. The gate stopping the flow of your resources. The gate stopping the flow of wealth and abundance to you. Every such gate, catch fire tonight in Jesus' name. Every such gate, catch fire tonight in Jesus' name. Number three, benefit, which is very important, is the benefit of wisdom. In Proverbs 4 verse 7, the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. It amazed me when God appeared to Solomon in 1 Kings 3 verse 5 to 14. He said, what do you want? When after Solomon offered to God sacrifice a 1,000 burnt offering, the Bible says, and Solomon asked God for wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 5 all through to 14. He said, God said, what do you want? And in Gibeon, God appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou shalt show unto thy servant David. And Solomon said, thou hast shown unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee, in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart. And now, O my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered or counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy people? And the speech pleased the Lord. I mean, this man is an amazing man. God himself appearing to you and say, tell me what you want. And all he could ask for in life is wisdom. Say, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Our father-in-law, Bishop Oyedepo, said when the ministry started, he said for the first, I think 1 year or 2 years of the ministry, he said the only prayer point he was praying for every day was wisdom. Father, give me wisdom. Give me the wisdom required to know what to do. That was all his prayer point. My prayer for you tonight is that wisdom shall be released to you in Jesus' name. When wisdom goes, benefits are locked up. When you see a man that is battered and shattered, it is as a result of wisdom deficiency or wisdom bankruptcy. Wisdom does not travel alone. Wisdom travels with his friends called wealth and long life. The wealthy is the wise. The one that is able to live long is as a direct result of wisdom. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that a brand new level of wisdom comes for you in the name of Jesus. You will not lack wisdom. You will not lack wisdom. When your wisdom level increases, your benefit level increases. When your foolishness level increases, your losses level increases. Wisdom increase, benefit increase, loss increase because foolishness has increased. Nobody here shall be tagged foolish again in the name of Jesus. nobody here shall be tagged foolish again in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the benefits that go along with wisdom shall be found in your life in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Every wise man or wise woman knows that wisdom is very crucial to run the race of life. You need wisdom to be a good married man. You need wisdom to be a good married woman, to be a good mother. You need wisdom to be a good businessman. You need wisdom to operate your life. You need wisdom to be a good son to your parents. Wisdom. From today, nobody will tag you foolish again in Jesus' name. No step you will take will be tagged a foolish step again in Jesus' name. Every wise person is a blessed person. And I want to say tonight, every gate blocking your access to wisdom, that gate be dislodged today in Jesus' name. That gate be dislodged today in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Number four is strength. Somebody say strength. In Deuteronomy 33 verse 25. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25. The Bible says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so thy shall thy strength be. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Somebody here will never lose strength in Jesus' name. Bible says in Psalms 46 verse 1, Psalms 46 verse 1, God is our strength and shield, a very present help in time of trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. So our strength is required, and God is the giver of strength. Strength cannot be secured from food. If it is food that gives strength, rich people should not be dying. What does that tell you? It is not from food you get strength. God is the one that gives you strength. And anyone today who lacks strength, all this, I'm weak, I'm tired. You stand up for just 1 hour, you're already weak. It means that you lack strength. My prayer for you today is that the days of tiredness and feebleness, that day disappear in the name of Jesus. In your future, you will never tell the story of weakness. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. In your future, you will never tell the story of weakness. What that means is that 1 year from now, 6 years from now, you will never know anything called tiredness. Getting up in the morning won't be a problem. Seeing will not be a problem. Jumping up will not be a problem. All the days of your life, you will know strength in Jesus' name. And you know, one of the major ways to get strength is what you have done tonight. Coming to the house of God. Psalms 84 verse 7. Psalms 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. All of them that appear in Zion. So as you appear in Zion, you receive strength. You receive strength. Many of you came here tonight very tired, very weak, but you feel stronger now. If you are one of them, shout a big hallelujah. You almost did not want to come. Say, I'm tired. I have a headache. My body is weak. My body is tired. But maybe your friends tell you, you must come. It is compulsory. And you are here tonight. As you are living here tonight, you will not live here with anything called weakness in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. In Exodus 15 verse 2. Exodus chapter 15 verse 2. The Bible speaking there. The Lord is my strength and song. Is my strength and song. And he will become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. He is my strength. Today, God will be your strength. I say, God will be your strength. I say, God will be your strength. In the name of Jesus. Number five. Benefit that the devil might want, that is yours, that the devil might be locking inside the corner, is called honor. Somebody say honor. There is somebody here tonight. Your days of honor are finally here. The days men will honor you are finally here. In John 12 verse 26, the Bible says, if any man shall serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be. And where I am, there will my servant be. John chapter 12 verse 26. For if any man shall serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there will also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So your service to God is your ticket for honor. Your continuous service to God is your ticket for honor. From today, anywhere you go, men will honor you. Anywhere you go, men will assist you. Either in Nigeria or abroad, anywhere you go, they will go extra mile to honor you. I don't only receive honor in this church or in this ministry. Anywhere I find myself, honor goes. Anywhere I get to, something just tell them, honor this man. It's not written on the head, he's a man of God. No. They just say, let me honor this man. Let me help this man. Let me assist this man. Somebody's here today. Anywhere you find yourself, men will go out of their way to honor you. In the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 8 verse 18, Bible says, riches are and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with me. So God is the one that gives riches and honor. And today, he will give you riches and honor in Jesus' name. God will give you riches and honor in Jesus' name. All this way, they are disrespecting you, the family. All this way, they are talking about you anyhow. It is because God has honored you. But tonight, a shower of heavenly honor will come on your head in the name of Jesus. Honor will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west for you in the name of Jesus. Bible says that the stone that was rejected has become the cornerstone. The same person, the same individual that was rejected is now the person honored. The same person that nobody wanted to reckon with is now the one honored. Joseph was dishonored by his brothers. By throwing him, they tied his hands and threw him inside the well. Hello? They tied his hand and his leg. They threw him inside the well. They brought him out and sold him into slavery. But suddenly, God brought him into honor. A golden ring was placed in his hands. And the king said, only in the throne will I be greater than you. In every other area, you are greater. And they gave him a wife and blessed him. And he became a renowned person. You will become a renowned person. You will become a renowned person. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I'm trying to rush because of our time. Number six is glory. Glory is part of the things meant for you. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible said the glory of the latter shall surpass that of the former. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Saith the Lord of hosts. And this is the place I will give peace. So the glory of your tomorrow shall be greater than the glory of your yesterday. Hello? The glory of your tomorrow, the glory of October shall be greater than the glory of January and February and March. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41, the Bible says there's a glory of the sun. There's a glory of the moon. So God is a God of different levels of glory. And I pray for you tonight, a greater level of glory will come for you and your family in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Also in Psalms 84 verse 11, Psalms 84 verse 11, God is the one that gives glory. And there's no good thing it will withhold from them that walk uprightly. Tonight, you will enjoy glory. You will assess glory. You will assess new glory. And number seven is blessings. One of the major things that God has for you is blessings. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. As I round up this first session, I want to tell you this. What is the major thing that God gave Abraham? God did not give Abraham cash. God did not even build a house for him. Neither did God give him a chariot or a skyscraper in VI. God did not give Abraham dollars. In Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3, God spoke to him, do this, do that, leave your father's house. And the Bible says he gave him blessings. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Get out of your father's house unto a place I will show thee. Go to the next verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will what? I will what? Bless thee. That is the ultimate. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Next verse. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. So your blessing Abraham automatically makes you to enjoy blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse thee. Tonight, I curse those who are cursing you. I curse those who are cursing you. And in thee shall all the family of the earth be blessed. Is anybody ready for the blessing tonight? Is anybody ready to be blessed tonight? Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.